Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Thank you. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John, the 7th chapter. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
His praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king.
Let him praise his name with dancing.
Make melody to him.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. The second reading is from the first letter of St. John, the 3rd chapter. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. The word, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who
Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is from the first reading, the revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John, the 7th chapter. I will read again the first 2 verses. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." This is our text. Now, All Saints' Day wasn't yet a thing when St. John received his revelation from Jesus Christ, when he saw his vision. And St. John, when he wrote the book of Revelation, certainly wasn't in a setting like we are. He wasn't surrounded by other Christians in church. He didn't enjoy the swell of the organ, and he certainly didn't have an extra hour of sleep on top of it. Yes, John was Jesus' beloved disciple. If you've read the Gospel of John, you know that phrase referring to John himself. But when you're exiled to an island, when you're presumably all alone, even being the beloved disciple seems to ring a bit hollow. I wonder if when John was in exile on the island of Patmos, if he remembered things that he'd heard from long ago, from when Jesus was going through his ministry. There was one occasion when John happened to eavesdrop on a conversation between Jesus and St. Peter. Jesus was telling Peter that he would one day stretch out his arms, be clothed by someone else, and be carried to a place that he wouldn't want to go, meaning that Peter was to die like Jesus by crucifixion. And John is listening in on this conversation when Peter realizes it and turns around and says, "Well, what about him, Jesus? Is he going to get special treatment this time too?" "What about him?" Jesus said. "Why, that's none of your business. If it's my will that John should remain until I come, what's that to you? You follow me." If it's my will that he remain. And oh, did John remain. He remained while all of the other apostles dropped one by one to martyrdom. He could tick off their names, maybe tick off the date of their death, and even the cause. James, brother, A.D. 42, beheaded by Herod Agrippa. Andrew, A.D. 61, crucified in Greece on an X-shaped cross. Peter, A.D. 66 or 67, crucified upside down outside of Rome. Jude, clubbed to death. Bartholomew, skinned alive. Matthias, hacked to pieces. And you get the idea. Can you imagine John in exile by himself going down this list of his fellow apostles? And for John, this wasn't just All Saints' Day. This was every day. The losses added up. Some of you know exactly what I mean. Those of you who are younger, especially you children, God bless you, you don't get it. And so St. John was wondering if remaining behind and growing old wasn't actually a curse rather than a blessing. He alone remained. And still, Jesus hadn't come. Not like he promised. Not on the clouds in glory with angels and with trumpets. I get the sense that by this point, John may have felt a bit like some of the leftovers that get shoved to the back of the fridge and forgotten. You know, the kind that are sitting there saying, "Well, what about me? You're just going to leave me here to rot, or what? Did John ever have the story of the prophet Elijah running through his head on these dark days on the island of Patmos? You might remember this part of Elijah's life. The time when Elijah literally had to run for his life because the queen Jezebel vowed to kill him. And when Elijah had run and couldn't run anymore, he fell down underneath a broom tree and he asked to die. "I've had enough, Lord. I've been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. The people of Israel have forsaken your altar, your covenant. They have thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, I, poor me, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." And Elijah fell asleep. And the Lord sent an angel to Elijah, an angel who touched him. And beside him were some cakes being baked on a stone. And the angel touched him and said, "Rise and eat, Elijah, for the journey is too great for you." And don't those words ring true? And Elijah, by the way, you are not the only one. There are 7,000 on earth still struggling like you to remain faithful to the end. 7,000 who yet worship the Lord. You aren't alone. I wonder if John remembered that story while he was on the island of Patmos, so obviously alone, when an angel visited him and he received a vision of heaven, the book of Revelation, this time a vision that included not just 7,000, but you might say 7 times 70,000. "Oh, John, you think you're alone." And John says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne." These people aren't dead. It's not like he's looking at some valley of death and seeing dead bodies. How do we know these people aren't dead? Because dead people can't stand. And what are these people doing? They are standing before the throne. They are alive, a multitude that had died but now lives with Jesus. Amen. And there are so many that John can't even begin to count them. I wonder if he saw familiar faces. "Hey, there's James and Peter and Andrew and Jude and Bartholomew with his skin back, and Matthias." They're from every corner of the world, from every time in history. "You're most certainly not alone, John. There are so many others, so many in heaven and on earth, surrounded, as it says in Hebrews, by a great cloud of witnesses." And the same is true for us. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't sometimes feel alone and feel lonely. If you feel that way now, if you've ever felt that way recently, well, it's sort of going around these days. We're told there's an epidemic of loneliness. And of course, as Christians, we know all we have to do is look around and realize there aren't that many of us in New England. And it might be the case that no one around knows exactly what you're going through right now. And Christian co-workers are few and far between. And we can't find many Christian friends at school because all the Christians are keeping their heads down. And we may not even share the faith with our own family members. The culture and society seem increasingly hostile, and it's becoming something of a negative world for us Christians. And it might be true that I don't know your particular sorrows or your particular sins or the particular stresses that you endure in your callings. Our Lord knows. But I can also say this: if you've been through it, chances are really, really good that someone else has too. You aren't the first one to go through life. You aren't the only one to suffer or to sin or to struggle as you do. Others have gone through the same things. Search the scriptures and you'll find all kinds of situations, all kinds of experiences, and people who've already been there and done that. Others are going through the same things right now. Maybe even someone else right here at church knows what it's like. The grieving who mourn their losses receive comfort. Sinners of all kinds, doesn't matter how great or how small, receive forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Those who struggle receive strength to endure, to press on, to follow Jesus through this life into the greater life that lies ahead. And you can be sure of this: if the Lord comforts them, if he forgives even them, if he strengthens them, we can be sure that he'll do the same for us. This is the encouragement we find among other Christians and with the saints, that what Jesus has done for them, the way he has been faithful in caring for them, he is also faithful to us. And what that means is this: that great multitude seen by John, these are your people. The saints in heaven are your people. They might not live in your time. They might not look like you. They might not share your culture or even speak your language. And yet they are your people. We have so much in common with them. And what we have in common with the saints is greater than anything that would set us apart. Why, even if you're feeling alone, you're not alone in that. There's Elijah. There's John. They felt the same. And though we may not see the saints yet, we know that the day is coming when, like John had his eyes open, the day is coming that when John, like when John had his eyes open, our eyes will be opened too. And we will see the saints in heaven. So what is it that the saints in heaven share? And what do we have in common with them? They all share in Jesus Christ. They share in his forgiveness. They share in his life. Think about what John sees. John sees them standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Not like a crowd milling about waiting to get into a show, but they are standing engaged with their Lord before the throne, fully alive and facing him. What are we doing here today? We gather. We stand around the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ, who enthrones himself on our altar and for us. And so while we only see part of the church alive, there is the whole church in heaven, and we are gathered together with them. And it says that they are clothed in white robes, for they have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus has cleansed them. It has purified them. It has made them spotless, blameless, and holy. They're not dressed in regular white, but we might call the color of the saints the color blood white. And it is the color that covers us as well, the blood of Jesus. And they are holding in their hands palm branches. They are celebrating the victory, the triumph of their Lord, the one who entered into Jerusalem on a donkey with palm branches being raised, who entered to die, but now is risen from the dead and on the throne. They shout and sing for joy for what Jesus has done, even as we sing today as well. And they cry out with a loud voice, with one voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." They confess God the Father and Jesus his Son, and they speak about what the Father and the Son have done and given to them by the Holy Spirit, nothing less than their salvation, and for you, dear friend, nothing less than your salvation. This is what we share with the saints: their posture, their clothing, the actions of their bodies and their voices, all directed toward Jesus Christ our Lord, the whole company of heaven, worshiping and glorifying the Savior with the angels and archangels, and as we say, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we too laud and magnify him. So what is it that makes us part of heaven, of that great company? What is it that numbers you and me among the saints? It's the water and the blood. Holy baptism, by which we are born again and receive a new life and are clothed with Christ and enter the Christian church. And so we have, through baptism, God as our Father, Jesus as our brother, and all Christians in heaven and on earth as our brothers and sisters. The only difference between the saints in heaven and us here on earth is that they have come out of the great tribulation and we're still going through it. But we are not going through it alone. Their eyes are fixed on the same places that our eyes are fixed. Our eyes are fixed not on ourselves, not even on the saints, but beyond the saints, for our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It was for the joy of having us as his own, for the joy of having you among his saints, that he endured the cross and he scorned its shame. And Jesus has made a promise to you. Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age, to the end and beyond. And he always keeps his promises, no matter what. So whatever sorrow you've experienced, whatever sin you've been struggling with, whatever burdens you carry in this life, you can know this, that what lies ahead will not have those things. And whatever good you've enjoyed here on earth, you can know this, that what lies ahead will be even better. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The future is glorious. And that is what gives to our lives today, right now, right here, meaning and purpose and direction. Why, see the love of the Father that he has called us his children, children of God, and so we are God's children now, even though what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he, Christ, appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Follow me, Jesus says. Love one another as I have loved you. Pursue what is good. Live toward the work and the beauty that I would fulfill through you for myself and for others. You aren't alone. You're in good company. You have a glorious future. With all the saints, you and I belong to Jesus Christ, now and forever. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Out of your I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. For deliverance from all that harms the body and assaults the soul, and for trust to commend ourselves, our bodies, and all things into the hand of our faithful God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the ministers of the church, that by their preaching the Spirit would gather the lost, kindle faith in those who do not yet believe, and sustain us all to the day of Christ's coming. And for all the baptized, especially Cadence Jade, that we might daily die to sin and rise to follow Christ in newness of life, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our nation, especially our local communities, that we would be wise in electing our leaders, and for all in authority over us, that God would supply them with his blessing, that they may be inclined to his will and walk according to his commandments, and that he would grant wisdom to all of us and courage and competence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who call upon our Heavenly Father in need, especially Karen, Ed and Annette, Anita, Georgia, Barbara, Ruth, Karen, Rick, Jeanette, and Andrea, and for all who have requested our ongoing prayers, that God would comfort them with his abiding presence, grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and according to his will, release them from their afflictions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are nourished by the holy body and blood of God's Son, that they may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at his heavenly banquet, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they and we would be brought at last to the place of everlasting light and life, to see God face to face, and to live in his presence forevermore, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering with thanksgiving the saints whose lives and witness point to Christ, who believed in him from the world's beginning and who are now wholly alive in his splendor, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Job, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, David, and Samuel, all righteous rulers and faithful prophets, Zechariah, Elizabeth, and Joseph, the guardian of our Lord, the great cloud of witnesses, the millions of martyrs, including Stephen, James, Peter, and Paul, and all the apostles, Cecilia, Agatha, Lawrence, Ignatius, Polycarp, Felicity, Perpetua, and all the martyrs, including those in our own time whose sufferings glorified God. Remembering all faithful evangelists and teachers of his word, including Martin and Carl, Pastor Mike and Pastor Jim, all peer artists and authors, including Johan, Felix, George, Clive, Dorothy, Gilbert, and Flannery. Remembering the saints who loved us here, prayed for us here, and led us by their holy lives and all their faith in Jesus, the blessed dead who died in Christ and who stand now in his presence in strength and beauty, especially those from our congregation, Keith, Nancy, John, Dean, Janet, Emily, John, Jesse, Vicky, Anne, Priscilla, Shirley, Derek, Bob, David, Dan, Irvin, Gary, Duncan, Tom Sr., Walter, Tammy, Stacy, Joe, Mim, Eiley, George, Ralph, Ethel, Herman, Sam, Dot, Connie, Donald, Anna, Donald, Ted, Bee, Toy, Rachel, Lempi, and Toybo. And remembering those from among our family and friends, Alfred and Mary, Myra, Octave, Edward and Judy, George and Julia, Patrick, Victor and Joseph, Cliff Sr., Bonji, George, Elna, Mark, Michael, Bill, Cliff Jr. and Donald, Bud, Lucy, Pastor Frank, Jean and Aline, Lauren and Evelyn, Philip and Nancy, Kyle, Philip, John and Catherine, Eva and John, Joanne, Jack, Richard and Gladys, Estelle and Edith, Mildred and Maury, David, Ronald and Pauline, George and Eva, Mamie, Edward and Margaret, Kirk, Jim and Agatha, Barbara, Donald, Grant and Gwen and Francis, Doris, Roger, Ernest and Allison, Lillian and Barbara, Hugh, Ragnar, Bill, Issa, Ellen and Lindsay, David and Mary Ellen, Lempi, Eunice, Marty, Yorma and Marja, Brunhilda, Elvita, Harold, James, Jerry, Edith, Robert and Helen, Vivian, Laura Lee and Warren, Anna, Eunice and Eugene, Susan, Bill and Jackie, Alice, Daniel, Father Donat and Huguette, Adolf, Bertha, Dolph, Hedvig, Carl, Lillian, Stephen, Susan, and Karen, June and Walter, Charles and Phyllis, Charles, Frederick, Gladys, Mildred, and David Sr., Helene, Ralph and Betty, Kathy, Sean, Ambie, Anna, Charles, Dora, Ino, Floyd, Kristen, Pastor Herman, Sylvia, Velma, Julie, Don, and Inez, Lino and Tiny, and Gisela, John and Shirley, John, Jose, Maria, and Mario, Jim and Jean, Jeffrey, John, and Dorothy, Jesse May, James, Nancy, and Ralph, Glennis, Christine, Virgil, Desire, and Wallace, James, Lillian, Minnie, and Reba, Bill, Carmilla, Daniel, Donald, Gary, Janet, Janine, Mark, Martha, Robert, and Zephyr, Jerry, and Andy, Anthony, Bonnie, Dorothy, Carl, and Lewis, Ron, Jane and Craig, Eunice and Sylvester, Jean and Leo, Rachel and Robert, Raymond, Catherine, George, Joseph, Walter, David, Gladys and Phil, Claudia, Erica, Inga, Emil and Margaret. And remembering Mary, the Mother of God, and all who like her trust in his word and now behold his glory, that we might join all of these in faith, and in steadfast witness, as we pass on the sacred deposit to those who will follow us, we thank and pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Almighty God, we give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the Lamb's book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of an eternal inheritance. Though we deserve none of your mercy and are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whom, with whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours. Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right that we do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm today is Psalm 148, starting at the first verse. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from earth, you great sea creatures, in all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind ruffling his door. Mountains and all the hills, fruit trees and all the cedars, beasts, all livestock, creepy things, and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all our rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints. For the people of Israel who are near to him, praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the earth and heaven.
Thank you.
disciples and said, "Take heed, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Let us
us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.